Caution, God at Work, The Ways of Providence in Daily Life, by Tim Galbraith. Narrated by Thomas Peel. Caution, God at Work, The Ways of Providence in Daily Life, by Tim Galbraith. Narrated by Thomas Peel. A note to the listener. A book has to be, to some extent, impersonal, for many may read it whom the author has not met. But in many ways, this book is a personal sharing with you. Life without God has no meaning. Not just a belief in God's existence, but a vital, power-giving faith that God is at work in us, day in and day out. Dear listener, if you are interested in God at work, you are very dear to me, and this is a personal message. God is alive and active and offers us a wonderful, glorious promise. Faith in him and his promise will remove all pride, all conflict brother with brother, all bitterness, and remove any negative power of pain of every sort. It is not an idle promise. The peace of God really can guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For God, all things are possible, even putting petty nothings like you and me into his eternal kingdom. One or two asked after reading the first printing of this book why there was not a section on the Holy Spirit. There is not a section on it, as the whole book is about that. God's power, his very breath, his spirit is holy, for he is holy. All that he does is of spirit and not of flesh. God is at work by his spirit to make us a holy people, to make us his new creation. Chapter 1. God, our provider. Providence is a fairly old-fashioned word that is usually used in a religious sense. In its basic sense, it means that which is provided, but is most often these days limited to what God provides for us. As children having the Almighty God as our Father, it is essential we acknowledge that he is the provider of all things for us. But do we do this? Do we see him as the sole provider and the breadwinner for our family in Christ? The first step in our journey along the path to a complete recognition of God in this way must be the recognition that God is. He that comes to God must believe that he is. Hebrews 11 verse 6. A God who is not can provide us with nothing. Yahweh alone is the eternal one, who was and is to come, whether past, present or future. He is the I am, the God who exists when no others do. Baal could not answer his worshippers because Baal did not exist. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Psalm 135, verses 16 to 17. Our God alone is the God who is, who can both see and hear. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Psalm 49, verse 9. And so we share the relief of David as he sings, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry." Psalm 34, verse 15. The wonderful thing about the attribute of existence is that it tells us that there is more to follow. God is the prefix for a whole range of other characteristics. John tells us, God is light. 1 John 1 verse 5. Now here we must remind ourselves of the genetics principle of Genesis 1 verse 11 and the outworking of this in the spiritual realm as spiritual genetics. Each bearing seed after its kind was the vital principle God put into all that he made. So we know a lemon tree won't produce mangoes, a thorn bush apples, nor a human mother a baby lizard. How much security that gives us! When our loved ones deliver their offspring, we only have to ask, is it a boy or a girl? Not, is it a calf or a piglet or a baby iguana? The law of genetics was put there by a loving father in Genesis 1 verse 11 and has been there ever since. Now what is applicable to all creation is also true of God. If God is light, then that which is of God is light. The fruit of all he does is light, even though the paths of his doings may be flecked with shadow from a human perspective. That which is of this world is darkness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?